Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Alright, so Laura, I'd like to ask you, do you like art?
Oh, 我喜不喜欢 art? 就是有关美术或者艺术的东西。Of course I do. I love to look at all kinds of paintings and drawings. What about you, Tiffany?
Me too. Actually, I like to draw and paint sometimes.
真的吗？所以 Tiffany 她竟然呢，有时候呢，闲暇时间就很喜欢 draw, 就是画画，或者呢，有时候可以上一些色彩的 paint.Actually, Tiffany, I can't draw at all. You've got to teach me sometime.
You know what? Actually, I know this great place for people who aren't exactly professional artists to go to. And I can take you next time.
啊，真的吗？太棒了！所以像是我这个画画可能不擅长的人，也可以去那边观赏吗？ I can go there too?
Yeah, so how about let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Painting for fun.
Hey, Chris. It's good to see you again.
You too. So, what are we doing today?
Aside from drinking coffee, I'm going to paint.
I assume this place is more than just a cafe.
You got it. We're at The Escape Artist.
Tell me more about this place. What can you do here?
This is a place for paintertainment. You can just paint for fun.
I might have to skip out on that. I'm not a skillful painter.
Don't worry. Just relax, and maybe you'll feel inspired.
In the meantime, let's order some drinks and snacks.
Red Power!
Assume, 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 assumed, assumed. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone. Tell, 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 told, told.Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow. Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow. Skillful, skillful. The boss hired Erica because she is a skillful reporter. The boss hired Erica.Because she is a skillful reporter. Drink, drink. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet.
Tiffany, so you went to that place without me and you brought Chris?
Aw, I promise I'll take you next time though. Okay. It's really fun, okay?
好吧，不过可能有些同学们想要知道刚刚你跟 Chris 说了些什么，所以现在呢，我们就来开始我们的 teaching.
Alright, so first I say, Hey Chris, it's good to see you again. Okay, so here you can always change good for other adjectives like nice, great, and wonderful.So, sometimes when you say, it's good to see you again, that can sound really boring. But once you change it to, it's wonderful to see you again, you show a completely different emotion.
Right, it sure does. Okay, so 一开始我们就看到 Tiffany, 她正坐在咖啡厅在等 Chris, 她竟然没有带我去哦。Okay, 下次要带我去。
Of course.
Tiffany 呢，一开始看到 Chris 当然很开心啊，她就说 ,Wow, it's good to see you again, 很高兴又碰面了这样的意思哦。当然刚刚 Tiffany 教大家说哎，如果你觉得 It's good to see you again 听起来好像哎，大家都会这么说啊，想要换一个比较特别的哦，你其实就可以代换其中的 good 然后把它改成像是 great, nice 或是 wonderful 你有没有觉得刚刚 Tiffany 说 It's wonderful to see you again 听起来就觉得特别的不同呢
That's right Okay, so next in the article Chris says You too So, what are we doing today?
OK, 所以 Chris 当然也很高兴见到 Tiffany 啦。那接着他就很好奇想说，那 Tiffany 我们今天要做什么事情呢？
OK, so I say, aside from drinking coffee, I'm going to paint.
Wow, 听起来好有趣哦。所以 Tiffany 这时候就接着说，除了呢喝咖啡之外呢，他还打算怎么样 paint, 就是可能挥笔作画这样的意思啦。不过这里我们先来看一下其中出现的片语 aside from, 其实就有了除了怎么样还怎么样，所以它是有包含两个东西哦。所以刚刚 Tiffany 说除了喝咖啡他还要 paint, 所以这两件事情他都会做。那 aside from 其实就很等于我们可能之前比较熟悉的 besides, B-E-S-I-D-E-S, 或者呢 in addition 也有相同的意思，就是除了怎么样还怎么样的意思哦。那除了本课这样的用法呢，其实 aside from 另外呢还有其他的意思哦，它就等于 except for, 也就是不包含的除外。
Right, so aside from or besides drinking coffee, I'm going to paint. Alright, next, Chris then says, I assume this place is more than just a cafe.
Wow, 这时候 Chris 他就做了一个小猜测，他说，我猜这个地方呢不只是间咖啡店那么单纯。那其中我们刚刚不是有看到 cafe 这个字吗？其实 cafe 很多人他可能看这个字觉得它跟好像跟 coffee 长得很像，就会把它傻傻分不清楚。事实上呢 cafe 就是等于 coffee shop, coffee 是咖啡， cafe 是咖啡店啦。
And I believe this word is French.
Right.
Alright, so let's take a look at our word power word, assume, A-S-S-U-M-E.It's a verb and it means to think or guess that something is true, but you cannot prove it. So for example, when you meet someone for the first time and you smile at them, they might assume that you are a friendly person. However, if you cross your arms and you look angry, then others might assume you're mean. So people can't prove 100% that you're friendly or mean, but other signs let you believe it's true.Okay, let's take a look at our word power sentence. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone.
Okay, 常常有时候呢，我们生活中会发现一些事情，你不太确定，可是你可能会假设或是猜测的时候呢，就可以用到这个字 assume, A-S-S-U-M-E.其实呢它跟我们常常比较熟悉的 I guess 或是 I suppose S-U-P-P-O-S-E 也有类似的用法哦。那我们来看一下 assume 的动词三态的变化为 assume, assumed 也就是直接接 D, assumed。 那刚刚 Tiffany 提到的例句就是说呢，啊，这个 Brittany 她没有接电话啦，所以她当然就会猜测一下说，啊，那这个 Brittany 她可能是怎么样， She was busy, 她可能在忙，所以她没有接电话，但是她不太确定，所以她只能 assume 哦。
That's right. Okay, next in the article, I say, you got it, we're at the escape artist.
Okay, 我们来看一下呢，这里 Tiffany 呢，她就觉得说，哇， Chris 你怎么那么厉害，你猜对啦。那这时候他就是说 you got it, 其实在口语当中我们常常会用 you got it 或是 that's right, 甚至于是 exactly, 通常还表示哇对方说的东西你觉得是对的或是你完全同意。那他们到底在哪里呢？是在 the escape artist。 那这里呢我们先来卖个关子，因为我们先不想知道，不过看一下 escape 这个字是有逃离的意思，到底这个地方是怎么样的地方呢？
Right, and that's exactly what Chris was wondering. He saysTell me more about this place. What can you do here?
对呀、啊、Chris 跟我这时候一定很好奇说，诶，到底这个地方 The Escape Artist, 哇，听起来名字好棒哦，因为 Artist 就是艺术家的意思，那到底在这里可以做些什么事情呢？
Alright, before we get into that, let's take a look at our word power word, tell. T-E-L-L. It's a verb and it means to give information to someone by speaking or writing. So your parents often tell you toBrush your teeth or eat your vegetables. They are saying, do it now, instead of asking, can you do it now? Okay, so let's take a look at our word power sentence. Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow. Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow.
OK, 我们来看一下 tell 这个字呢，其实就是告诉的意思。我们来看一下动词三态的变化为 tell, told, T-O-L-D, told.
所以刚刚 Tiffany 举的例子就是说，这个陈老师啊，告诉他的学生，你要为这个明天的考试做准备哦。
那 Tiffany， 我还想要教大家，有时候tell这个字虽然它有告诉的意思，可在口语上有一些片语呢，其实不可以直接翻译。For example,something like to tell you the truth, that is a really good phrase. 就是用来表示，哎呀，跟你老实说吧，怎么样怎么样。所以它其实不是真的要告诉对方什么，它是用来一个当做开场白，就说老师跟你说啦，怎么样怎么样。另外呢，有时候我们还会说 What did I tell you?、Mm-hmm. 意思就是说啊，我之前不是跟你说了吗？就是 You should have listened to me 这样的意思啦。
That's right. Okay, so next in the article, I say, this is a place for paintertainment. You can just paint for fun. Okay, now paintertainment isn't really a proper word. That's because people made it up by taking two words, paint and entertainment, and putting it together.
And I love the idea. Okay, so 接下来呢 ,Tiffany 就说哇这是个提供绘画娱乐的空间，那你可以在这里呢自由自在的这个挥洒你手中的这个画笔哦。不过这里我非常喜欢它的名字 Paintertainment， 因为其实它是结合两个字，一个字当然就是 paint， 就是这个画画的意思， entertainment 呢就是娱乐这样的意思哦。
Alright, next Chris says I might have to skip out on that. I'm not a skillful painter. So skip out on means to not participate.
没有错 ,Chris 是说哎呦不要不要啦，我可不是一个非常很会画画的画家哦。这里 skip out on 其实字面上有跳过的意思，事实上呢他就只说他不想要参与这样的事情啦。
Alright, let's take a look at our word pair word, skillful. It's an adjective and it means you're good at doing something, especially one that needs a special ability or training. Alright, let's take a look at our word pair sentence. Our sentence isThe boss hired Erica because she is a skillful reporter. The boss hired Erica because she is a skillful reporter.
OK, 我们来看一下，通常我们都知道技巧就是 skill 这个字，后面如果加上字尾 ful 就是很多的技巧，当然就是指非常熟练的啊，有技术的这样的意思。所以刚刚的例句指的就是这名老板呢，他雇用了 Erica， 因为呢他是非常非常有技巧或是经验非常十足的一个记者。
Right. Alright, next in the article, Tiffany says, Don't worry, just relax and maybe you'll feel inspired.
OK, 那这时候 Tiffany 就说哎呀不用担心啊，只要你放轻松，或许呢你的灵感就会来咯。
Right, next Chris says, In the meantime, let's order some drinks and snacks.
当然了，不要忘了他们在咖啡厅，所以 Chris 就说哎呀没有错，在这个同时呢我们应该要来一点饮料还有 snacks, 就是点心哦，注意这个字的发音是 snack, 不要发成 snake, 蛇哦。OK, 那 in the meantime 就是同时的意思。
Alright, so let's take a look at our word pair word, drinks. It's a noun and it means liquid that you swallow because it tastes good or because you need it. For example, water, coffee, tea and juice are all drinks. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet.
Wow, okay.Drink 那当然就是饮料的意思啊，刚刚的例句就说哇这个旅馆的宾客可以在自助餐区挑选超过20种以上的饮品哦。 Okay, let's now go to our wrap up.
So, what did you think of the escape artist?
Well, I think it's really cool and I think that you should have taken me instead of Chris. And I was wondering, who came up with this idea? It's so cool.
Well, I'll definitely take you next time, but I think we learn aboutThat in day two of our article.
哦，所以在这里要卖个关子，第二天才会知道到底这么棒的创意是由谁开始的呢？ Well, I guess we'll have to see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's really sweet of you to do that.
That's really sweet of you to do that.
Hello everyone, 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会，我是 Buffy。 现在呢，先来做个小小的心理测验，题目是，如果你晚上一个人回家要经过一条暗巷，你最怕遇见什么呢？ A 色狼， B 鬼魂， C 抢劫，你们都选好了吗？那我要公布是什么心理测验咯，是情人眼里你是不是一个贴心的情人。选 A 色狼的朋友， 你的情人啊，觉得你还算贴心，因为你懂得看时机耍贴心。虽然你平常可能是大咧咧啊，神经有点大条。选 B 鬼魂的朋友，你的情人啊，觉得你超级贴心，因为你会用心将另外一半照顾得无微不至。选 C 抢劫的朋友，你的情人觉得你一点也不贴心，因为你就像长不大的小孩，在感情中希望被照顾呵护。讲了这么久的贴心，你知道贴心的英文怎么说吗？就是 sweet， S-W-E-E-T。 其实不一定要当情人才能贴心啊，你也可以当个贴心的小孩、贴心的朋友或者是贴心的老板。那如果你想要表达某人做了某事让你觉得很贴心，你就可以说 That's really sweet of you to do that。 希望大家都可以当个贴心的人哦。好吧，最后我们赶快复习一下今天的句子。 That's really sweet of you to do that。 A Plus 小聚会， See you next time。
That's really sweet of you to do that。
That's really sweet of you to do that。
Kit Kat。
David, can you fill in?
你要我帮你 fill in， 填什么表格啊？
不是要你 fill in the form， 填表格。我是要问你 ，Can you fill in for me tomorrow？ 你明天可不可以帮我代班啊？
你知道吗？有三个片语，通通都含 fill 和 in 这两个字，可是意思却截然不同哦。当我们用 fill in 后面接 for 再接人，这样的片语是指帮某人代班的意思哦。If you fill in for someone, it means you do his or her job while they are not at work. For example, you might say, Ken is filling in for Sandy while she is on holidays. 在这个 Sandy 度假的期间， Ken 就会帮他代班。然而呢，如果把 fill 和 in 的位置稍稍改变的话呢，片语 fill somebody in 却是指向某人告知某些这个近况啦，或者是情况的消息哟。So when you fill someone in, it just means you inform them. So for example, after Sandy returned from her holidays, Ken filled her in on what happened at work.就是说着当这个 Sandy 度假回来的时候呢， Ken 就告知他最近一些在工作上的进度哦。不过一般大家最熟悉的应该就是 fill in 这个片语哦，就是填写表格，填上空缺的地方哦。因此呢，这个填空题我们就叫做 fill in the blanks。所以只要是填上某个表格或是考试卷中的某个部分，大多都会用 fill in。因此常常我们在填写考卷啦或是表格的时候都会看到 fill in the boxes, fill in the answers, or please fill in your name. 不过有些同学啊在查字典的时候就会发现诶 fill out 其实有填写的意思诶。So what's the difference? 其实呢当然就差别在这个 fill in 的 in 以及 out 这两个介系词。刚刚已经提过啦，这个 fill in 就是填上空缺的地方。而 fill out 则是表示你必须完成整张的，像是表格啦、申请书等等。所以常常我们就会看到 fill in the blanks 就是填写某处，而整张的话呢，我们就会说 please fill out the forms.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以如果要求人家格子要一个一个填，当然就要用 fill in。 如果是这个要填满整张的表格呢，当然就要用 fill out。 那 fill in for somebody 就是帮某人代班，而 fill somebody in 是告知某人消息，不要搞错咯。
Painting for fun。
Hey Chris, it's good to see you again
You too. So, what are we doing today?
Aside from drinking coffee, I'm going to paint.
I assume this place is more than just a cafe.
You got it. We're at The Escape Artist.
Tell me more about this place. What can you do here?
this is a place for paintertainment. You can just paint for fun.
I might have to skip out on that. I'm not a skillful painter.
Don't worry. Just relax, and maybe you'll feel inspired.
In the meantime, let's order some drinks and snacks.
Assumed. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone. Kevin assumed Brittany was busy since she didn't answer her phone. Told. Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow. Mrs. Chen tells her students to study for the test tomorrow. Skillful. The boss hired Erica because she is a skillful reporter. The boss hired Erica because she is a skillful reporter. Drink. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet. Hotel guests can choose over 20 different drinks at the buffet.